Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous, and you are now checked into the rehab. What's up, everybody? Hope everyone is doing absolutely fabulous, and I hope you guys are happy, you're healthy, you are excited, and you are looking forward to today's podcast episode because it is going to be another fun topic. Now, for those of you that are following me, I'm sure you've already checked out and listened a previous podcast episode that I've done, which was all about red flags in a relationship. For those of you that don't follow all of the podcast episodes, pause and go check out that podcast episode because it's going to make you appreciate today's episode so much more. Because today we're going to talk about the three green flags in a relationship. Now, let's be honest, there's many different signs in a relationship or at the beginning of a relationship or even while you're dating when you know that this is a good person for you. But if we had to narrow it down to the top three, given the current state of the world and the current state of dating and relationships, these are the three that we can boil down to. So, number one sign, green sign in a relationship is a two-parter. So, it's going to be one, that they praise you, and two, that they do not seek validation outside of a relationship. So, whether you're dating somebody, whether you're prospecting, like let's say you're looking at a bunch of different people and you don't know who to pick, or whether you're in a relationship, look for a partner that praises you when you are not there, even if you've had a fight. And this is something that you can really tell about a person even in the early days. When you are not there, whatever people say about you, that is how they genuinely feel about you. So look for someone that will say positive things about you. And if you've had an argument or a fight, then if they still say great things about you, then you know that that is someone that would be a good match. And here's why this is so important. For those of you that follow my podcast, you know that there's one thing I talk about intermittently, which is about keeping your fights private, but making your affection and your respect public. That doesn't mean that you need to be going out and doing PDA, but nobody should feel comfortable to come and talk to you about your partner in a negative light. And that's a sign of a healthy relationship. So when you're looking at your prospect, or let's say you're in a relationship, you want and you should strive for a partner that when you are not there, only says good things about you. Now, that doesn't mean that you are perfect, right? Let's be honest. Most of us are flawed in one way or another, but we're beautifully flawed and we're working on ourselves, so it's fine. Most of us do have some sort of shortcomings or things that maybe we can improve upon. But those are the conversations for your partner to have with you in private, not in public. And this same thing goes for fights. If you're having a fight with your partner, do it in private. Do not do it in public. Because when someone says, and especially somebody close to you, when they say bad things about you or paint you in a negative light, one, that's a poor reflection on your image. But two, it opens up to other people coming into the relationship and poking holes, maybe at you, maybe at your partner, or maybe things in your relationships that are not working. And what ends up happening is, let's say, whether it's a dating prospect or it's your partner, and you find out that they've said something about you behind your back, there's this lack of trust that starts to develop. Because now you might feel that, okay, I may not be able to be 100% honest with my partner, because if I tell them about some of my insecurities or some of my flaws, they're going to go and tell other people about it. So I can't really trust them with my secrets. And if they're telling other people certain things that are negative or bad about you, but then they're coming to you and telling you that you're perfect, it's going to make you question whether or not this person is genuine and whether or not this person is real with you about other things. So that's part one. You want to make sure, if even for you, if you are with someone or if you're dating someone, either be all in or be all out. Do not be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. If there's something that you don't like about your partner, communicate that to your partner. But when it comes to other people, always say just great and positive things about your partner, because you wouldn't want any of that to go back to your partner. Also, it's really damaging in a relationship when somebody feels comfortable to talk about their partner in a negative light. Because what also might happen is you say something about them, then they find out, then they say something about you, then you find out, and then there's arguments and fights. And let's face it, those relationships are a train wreck if they survive. But more often than not, they're just ticking time bombs that explode and end at some point. And hopefully you don't want that for your relationship. So that's part A of the first sign. Second part is that your partner does not seek validation outside of your relationship. So ideally, you should strive to be with someone that's not out there flirting behind your back, that needs validation, whether it means from their friends, their family, or other people, maybe at work or other individuals in their life. And the reason why that's so important is if you date or if you're in a relationship with someone that is secure in who they are, there's a level of maturity that comes with that. Also, when people try to seek validation outside of the relationship, it's an indicator that maybe they're not fulfilled in that relationship or they're not mature enough to be in a relationship. I've spoken about this also in other podcast episodes about the dangers of flirting with people outside of the relationship. It may start off, or it may seem like it starts off as something innocent, but you don't know where that's going to go. When you flirt with someone outside of your relationship, then basically you're telling that person that whoever I'm with, I do not respect that individual. And also now you're inviting a third party into your situation. Most people do not take kindly when this happens to them. And also it's hurtful. You're indirectly telling your partner that I don't respect you. I don't care about how you feel. And in some ways, I'm not content with you. Therefore, I need to go outside of the relationship, completely disregarding your feelings. And I'm going to give somebody else the attention by inviting them into this relationship. And you're just going to have to deal with it. And what may end up happening is one out of two things. Regardless of how long somebody puts up with it, it could be a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of years. Eventually, either the relationship is going to fail because that person's going to walk away, or the relationship's going to fail because that person's going to start to do the same exact thing to you. And you would realize that it's not such a nice feeling being at the other end of this whole situation. So that's why it's always advisable to look for a partner that is mature enough, that is secure enough, where if they need any kind of validation, it comes from you. They want your time. They want your attention. They want your affection. They want your approval. Not anybody else's, and especially not another romantic prospect's. And if you find that in an individual, then you know that you're on the right path of having a happy, healthy, and hopefully a successful, long-lasting relationship. All right, the second sign is that the partner or your prospect, leaves their phone unlocked. I know, it seems like it's such a small thing, but here's what that really implies. Most of us are very, very private and very possessive about our phones, because think about it. It has all of our information. It may have your personal documents. It may have your bank account information. It might have all of your social media stuff. It has access to your emails. So it is a very powerful tool that all of us have. There's also this aspect of most of the people have pictures on their phone as well. Some of them maybe are slightly incriminating. But when you leave your phone unlocked, and now this could be all the way at the dating stages or you being well into the relationship, what that basically says is, I trust you. I trust you because, one, even if you were to go through my phone and see something, I know you're not going to share that with anybody else. And then second, I trust you enough to, even if you went through my phone, I know that you will not find anything with which we will have an issue. So I trust you to be open and receptive to whatever information it is that you see on my phone. I trust the fact that you're not going to judge me. I trust the fact that if you did see something that maybe you did not like, we will talk about it. And then at the end of the day, to the other person, it should also show that if you are leaving your phone unlocked, that means I'm all in. I have nothing to hide. So it's not really that someone's going to pick up the phone or they will go through your phone, although let's be honest, some people might, but it's the whole concept behind it. It shows the trust on the giving end and the trust on the receiving end. And it also shows your loyalty and your faithfulness. Because let's face it, if there was something sketchy on your phone, like let's say all the way in the beginning when you're dating somebody, you want to make sure that your phone is locked because maybe you don't know that person that well, or maybe you're also talking to other people. So by leaving your phone unlocked, you're basically saying, without coming out and saying, I really have nothing to hide in there. Now, here's the disclaimer. The phone should be unlocked without your partner saying, you need to unlock your phone. If your partner is coming to you and saying, I don't like the fact that you've locked your phone, you need to start unlocking your phone, okay, then fine, you did it, but you might hide certain things before you unlock your phone, or you might delete certain things before you unlock your phone. But if you have a partner that without you asking to leave their phone unlocked, they leave their phone unlocked, or they give you the password to their phone, then that should say a lot. It means that they're all in. They really have nothing to hide, because they know at any given moment you can pick up the phone and you can go through it. And that invites the type of honesty in a relationship that most people should strive for, especially when you're looking for something that's real, especially when you're ready for something that's genuine. So it's not really that you will go and you will go through somebody's phone, but it's really the thought behind it. It's the trust behind it. It's the respect behind it. And it's the honesty behind it. And that's why it's more symbolic than anything. And here's like the absolutely crazy part. More often than not, when people leave their phone unlocked and their partner knows that they can go right into the phone, or let's say they don't leave the phone unlocked, but the partner has the password to go into the phone, the partner might not even check anything. Because psychologically, we think, well, if I can go in somebody's phone and I can see whatever I need to, well, then they have nothing to hide. So I don't need to waste my time to go through their phone. So it's crazy that sometimes people think like, oh, it's about all about my privacy. But really, if you shared your phone's password or if you just unlocked it, the chances are your partner might not even go through it. Now, on the flip side, if someone is being secretive and they are very possessive about their phone and they will not share their password with you, especially if you're in a relationship, or they will not leave their phone unlocked with you, well, then that's a red flag. Because if someone is acting like they have something to hide, guess what? There's probably something to hide. And the third thing, drumroll, which is a green flag in a relationship, is that the person is always there for you. Always. That doesn't mean that they're always right beside you. Sometimes there could be distance between the two of you, but the person is always there in the sense that you can pick up the phone, you can call them at any time, and you know they will respond, or you could send them a text message, and as soon as they get it, you have that trust with that person, that when I need you, and if you're able to be there for me, you will be there for me. The next time you pick up your phone and you see a text or a phone call from me, you will check back in. If I haven't heard from you for a few hours, you will let me know what you're up to. I don't have to chase you. I did another podcast episode, which is all about people ghosting you. And here's the reason why it's so immature when people ghost you or when people give you all sorts of excuses for not being there. There's billions of people on this planet. If you don't want to be in a relationship, if you're really not feeling someone, just be honest. I think we're past that age where people like dramatize like the fight or the argument. Everyone has options. Hate to break the news. Every single person. And as much as I want to believe that you will never love this person as much as, you know, you do, the reality is people move on. That's it. That same person that you were willing to take a bullet for a year ago, now after that they've done a few things to you, you could care less about. So the reality is that if you're going to play games with people, then go date people that are okay with the games. Go date people that are still immature, who are not looking for a serious relationship. And then that's fine, because now, assuming you're all consenting adults, there's an understanding of what is going on. But to play games with people that are ready to be in a relationship, all you're doing is just wasting your time, because that person's just going to move on. As soon as they figure out that you're a ghost and nobody has time to perform a seance, they're going to go and be with somebody who will actually be there for them. So I believe in 100% honesty right from the jump. If you are like, listen, I love the idea of a relationship, but I'm not ready, I'm too busy, I don't want to make time for this, great. Then you have an understanding with that person. But if someone's telling you, I'm here for you, I love you, I see where this is going, I see a future with you, you're my everything, but then when you're reaching out to the person, you're not getting a response, and you have to send a search party because it's been 24 hours and you have no idea where they are, who they're with, if they're even alive, way too much stress, way too much pressure, totally unnecessary. Leave that person on read. The next time they get back to you, go find someone who is worth your time and effort. That's always my advice to anybody who says, I have not heard from this person in more than 24 hours. Everyone in this day and age is busy, but we all make time for the things that are important to us. So if someone is not giving you the time of day, stop waiting on them. And I'm going to especially give this advice to people that are in relationships. This is actually a life lesson that I had to learn the hard way. Because sometimes we think that just because we're in a relationship with someone, the person will treat us a certain way because now we have a level of commitment from them. And we want to believe that this person who's now in a relationship with you will be there for you, because if they weren't, why would they sign up for a relationship? But here's the reality, folks. Even if you're in a relationship with someone, that doesn't mean everybody understands how to be in a relationship or is mature enough to sustain a quality relationship. So even if you are with someone and that's your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever situation, even if there has been a conversation that, yes, we are officially together, if they're still ghosting you, if you still don't know where they are, and if they're not mature enough to have a conversation with you and check in, then treat this like you would be treating somebody that you're dating. If that ghost does not want to be found, then you know what? Leave them in another universe and go find somebody else. I always tell people, look at the energy that you are receiving from someone else. And if you really want to be happy in life, match that energy. Don't do more, because we're not in the day and age where if you don't do more, someone will appreciate that and they will meet you at that level. We're at the day and age where match people's energy. And then you will not feel taken advantage of. You will not feel hurt. You will feel, okay, what I got is what I gave out. So I really have nothing to complain about. I balanced that relationship, or I balanced that situation. And take it from an eternal optimist. As much as we want to believe that people can do better, as much as I'm sure you'd want to believe somebody's excuses if they are repetitively not there for you, have your own breaking point. Set your own boundary. If you are someone that wants to give somebody three chances, then give them three chances. And at the fourth chance, if that person is not there for you, cut them off. On the flip side, if you do see, and this you can actually notice even when somebody starts to date you, if you do see that someone is making time for you, and if they can't, they're at least checking in with you, but they're emotionally always there for you, no matter what. Consistency is very important in this. No matter what, they're always there for you. Then you know that that's a green light. That's a sign that this would be someone that you can have a longer relationship with. And this is someone that maybe you could have something fulfilling and long-lasting with. And again, apply all of these signs to your situation. Your priorities or your needs might be a little bit different than somebody else's. You know, so I always say, whatever your green lights are in a relationship, be very clear on that. And sometimes your green lights will be the things that you need from someone. For one person, it might be really important to be with somebody that's honest. For another person, it might be really important to be with somebody that communicates well. So amend this list based on kind of what your needs and wants are. But at the core, even if this is not the top three things that you look for a relationship, strive to be with somebody that gives you these three things in whatever order of priorities, because they are the fundamental building blocks of a loving, respecting, long-lasting relationship. And I always tell people, if you have certain expectations of others, if you want certain things from your partner, step up to the plate and be that person that will also give the same things to your partner. And that is really the key to having a relationship that can stand the test of time, and having the type of relationship that people look at and say, I wish I had that. So with that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. Until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.